Welcome everyone to Christ Blessing on the 10th of March, 2019. And I gather all of you were, aware of our time change in the United States, or you wouldn't have been here on time. So congratulations on staying up with what's happening in the world. To me, it feels pretty much the same. I don't notice much difference in the early daytime hours down here in the far south. So life has been interesting lately, and with a few challenges, but learning how to move through them with grace makes all the difference. We're having a great Working with Angels webinar that will happen for our third lesson later today, and I'm really looking forward to that. I was polishing up my last notes while I was waiting for our technology to clear up just a little bit. It's been a great webinar because it's opening up a dimension for, shall we say, practical interactions with life that we have not formerly really associated with angels. For the most part, we see angels at Christmas. We see angels arriving with babies and escorting our loved ones back to heaven. And maybe one will show up on our birthday or sometimes when we're in meditation. But we don't think of most, I'm talking about most people. Don't really think of angels as a dimension of existence. You know, we see the human family. That's a whole dimension of existence, and we try to get along. And when we don't get along, we at least try to understand each other. We see the whole kingdom of nature, and within that we see the plant kingdom and the animal kingdom. And even within the animal kingdom, we see mammals and we see fish in the water. We see birds in the air. We see all these dimensions of life. But very few people really are aware that angels comprise a whole dimension of life that is like its own ocean, populated with special beings created by God to see that the whole matrix of the universe moves just the way it's supposed to, with harmony and with grace. And if a quasar needs to explode, that it doesn't explode one whole section of the universe or a whole galaxy, or if a planet needs to change its orbit just a little bit, it doesn't knock everything else off. Or if a storm moves into the earth, that everything rebalances and functions again the way it was created to do. These are like the, it's kind of like the webmasters of the universe, to use just a common human analogy, but it's a great deal more than that. It's a great deal more than that. They are managers of the matrix of creation. And sometimes we need help with that, because it's not enough just to be in the human family, walking on the earth, and praying and striving to be in the will of God. Because there's so much more going on. And I think it's time we learned about this strata of existence that is populated by the angels. So we're having a good time in that webinar. And it will be archived. So if any of you want to go back and study the material and learn what it's bringing to our attention, I would highly recommend it. People are getting great benefits from it, and It's the lowest tuition webinar we've ever offered. And I did that because it's one of the most important things we need to look at right now. Just because on Earth, there's so much change happening. There's so many weather patterns and environmental patterns that are challenging our peace of mind and our ease of existence. And we are all wondering, well, what's next? Well, the stabilizing force of our universe comes from the angel dimension. They are our stabilizers. And I think it's about time we got familiar and in communication with them. So I will share today with you a few of the highlights that we're touching upon. But as always, I want to open up from our community because we are here to receive blessings together. And we are here to offer blessings to one another. So I'm going to take a call from our community. Tony, you're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Yeah.
Judy's here with me today.
Oh, hi, Judy, too.
Hi.
Yeah, but Judy actually had some thoughts. She wanted to share a couple of things about the class, the angel class. Hang on, let me let her talk. Hang on a sec.
Okay.
Hello. I've kind of been missing some of the classes that Tony records, and so I participate after the fact. But I know in the last lesson you were talking about asking the right question. It's not a why. And I was noticing that sometimes when I'm watching a movie or I'm hearing a song or I'm connecting with something in nature, I get an insight that I didn't ask for, and it shifts something in me, especially if I'm struggling with something. And I know it mm-hmm. comes from somewhere else because I didn't think it up, and it feels like it's coming to me rather than something through me. mm-hmm. And it just makes me feel really peaceful. So
that's great.
I appreciate that connection. Yeah.
That's great. Okay. and I just want to suggest for anyone, the next time you're out in the mountains or the great woods, or by the ocean, any dimension of nature that's vast, that presents itself as a whole dimension like a forest, or you look up at night at the stars, or you look out to the sea, just think there is a whole dimension of existence that is populated by angels.
mm-hmm.
Really? You know, we think they live in heaven, and that's where we're going to see them, or maybe occasionally on this earth, if we're visionary, if we're blessed to see one, we may. But they live in heaven. Uh-uh. They actually live everywhere. They can be, let's say they can visit everywhere. Mm-hmm. They live in their own dimension, and they are frequent residents and visitors in heaven. But heaven is its own dimension as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place where all souls, including the souls of animals, all souls return in order to, shall we say, reunite with themselves, reunite with God, review their life, get rid of the garbage, pull themselves back together, spiritually heal, and have some blessed time just to be who they are. And that's important for every soul because we each were created not to be doers, but to be. To be. In the beginning was God. That's it. Not God doing something. Not God thinking something. Not God going somewhere creating something. In the beginning was God. That means in the beginning was perfect being. perfect being. And then God decided to create a universe. But inside that universe, he created other beings. The first among them being angels. Then we get down to the cosmos, the universe, the functioning of all that is, and then the beings that make up the entire kingdom of life. Beings. But we all get caught up in doing, especially when doing doesn't work the way we want it to. Or when we don't seem to find our purpose in life, or we thought we had a purpose we were following, and we lost it, and we say, well, what just happened? I thought I was going somewhere, and now it's like, I don't care. Nobody cares. I don't even know what I'm supposed to do. We've all been there. We've all come to the end of the line, and it wasn't our destination. I'm sure you know what that feels like. And the only cure for that is to get back to being who we are. Well, that's what heaven is for. That's what heaven is for. And some beings just stay there. They're satisfied with it. They say for a long time. It could be the equivalent of thousands of years here. They just love being and being there. And they don't come back for a long time. Then others, Jesus included, have plans to return. He told the apostles, I will be back. Of course, what you know what they bugged him next. Well, Lord, when will it be? When will it be? And he said, I'm sorry, I can't tell you. Not even the Father knows when that will be. In other words, he's going to have to go back to high ground, just be for a while, and be with us for a while, until things shape up in such a way that his return will be expedited and necessary and beneficial to him and us and God and everyone else. Okay? So we go back and forth even in life. See, I was talking about between heaven and earth, but even in life, we have to go back and forth between being and doing. You get to the end of the line and there's nothing there that you wanted. Well, your only way out is to go back and say, okay, I'm just going to be for a while. I'm going to take it easy, not retire, but I'm going to do the things I like and polish up the golden globe of my life. Or if it's turned dark, make it light, fill it with light until I really know what to do. And then when I really know what to do, I'll get back in action again. Okay? Who hasn't known that sequence? You see, but the nice thing about working with the angels is they really are masters of that sequence. That's why there's so many of them in heaven, because they're doing that work. And everybody that goes back to heaven needs that word. They need the golden globe polished up again, because most people, no matter how good they are, bring back a lot of baggage to heaven. They either went through a really painful death, or they lost a lot of others. Maybe they went down in a plane crash and went out with 250 other souls. Or they were at war and there was terrorism, and it was really hard. You know, that's why there are so many angels in heaven. It's not because that's their home. It's because that's their major work factory. That's where they come back, and they polish off all the garbage. They polish off and put away all the pain. They help us forgive and get on and get back to being the love that we are. And then they help create a place for us to get back to knowing ourselves again, so we can make decisions about what we want to do with this eternal life we've been given. You know, we have not been given eternal doing. I have not been given eternal doing as an artist. In fact, I don't know when I will get back to doing it, if I will get back to doing it in this life. I may not be given eternal doing of being an author or a speaker. Right now, I'm loving it, and I see no end to the road because it's working. And that's the way it is with things when they're working. They seem like, well, this will go on forever. But who knows what will happen on the planet? Maybe I'll be called in to be a rescue worker. I have no idea what God will call me to do next. But I do know one thing. When I get to heaven, everything I've done here will be put on a shelf for me to look at and enjoy or filter out all the things I didn't particularly like or that need to be just blown away. And then it will allow me to have connection with those I need to understand better, see, forgive, maybe talk with. Time to reunite with those who went before me. And if my parents are still there, go give them a hug and just sit on the grass with them in a beautiful garden. You know, and there will be angels there because that's their work, is to help us do that. Now, the reason I spend so much time talking about that is because we also can let them do that for us while we're here on earth. We can help them. They can help us get back to being just like you say, who am I? I feel so lost in this job or maybe in this family or, you know, now that the kids are gone and there's an empty nest, where am I? I thought of myself as a parent, but now what do I do? That's the work of the angels. They were the first created. Okay, now, let's just use a little bit of logic here. If they were the first created after God, before anything else was created, don't you think that most of their work is about being? How to be who you are? This is why they heal us. This is why they produce miracles. Because all of our complications come from something that didn't work. Or something that crashed in front of us or around us, or some conflict we have, some illness we have. All we have to do is get back to perfect being, and a miracle happens. We get back to perfect being, and we move through time and space. And so time and space are no longer a blockage to us. So that's the work of the angels on the earth as well, when we call upon them. But it's also your work, because you were created in the image of God. It's just that you were the last ones, you and me, and all of us humans in the family. We were the last ones created. It's like God was the Alpha, we were the Omega. Okay, coming full circle. Now, if you look at that full circle, we touch God as the two ends of the circle meet, coming together. We touch God. But if we go the other direction, around through the circle, we've got to go through all the complications of time and space. What is my purpose? What was I brought here to do? How do I get along with everyone else? How do I live in this environment? And I think you know the rest of all I could be saying. Okay? So a lot depends on which way you go back through around the circle to get to God back that way, or you go Omega to Alpha directly. Now, I led you up to that with a very, very important reason, because that's what we do in the blessing. We take you Omega to Alpha. And by going Omega to Alpha, that helps you recover this pure and genuine nature of who you are, and to blow off some of the sludge and dirt and grime that you might have built up while passing through the circle the long way. Because you'll have to go back into the circle the long way to finish your work, because that's what you're brought here to do, is to complete the circle. That's what we were created to do as human beings. We complete the circle. Okay? And on the alpha side, what comes right after God are the angels. Okay? God, the alpha, the angels. God's created image as the omega, us. Now you might say, well, Glenda, where does the Holy Spirit and Yeshua, where do they fit? Well, they're just different expressions of God. They are the Alpha. They are the three parts of the Alpha. Giving us, and why did the Alpha need to take on a human presence to make the closure of that circle perfect? Because we weren't getting it. We were getting lost somewhere back in the depths of that circle. We were getting lost and stuck. So, God made himself visible in an incarnate form so we could say, oh, okay, I get it. Well, when you do get it, for those who do get it, that's exactly what you'll say. Oh, I get it. And of course, God the Holy Spirit has the ability to completely penetrate the whole circle. And wherever you might be inside the circle, you can call upon the Holy Spirit. So I just thought that might be a nice way of explaining why we're looking at the angels, what they can do for you, and they do assist in the blessing, and they are here now, whether you see them or not. The reason you mostly don't see them is because they're on the other side of the circle. They're on the alpha side. They're on the alpha side in ensuring that God's creation stays in order, intact, in place, moving along exactly as it should. So I'm going to take a call now. Stormy, I see you're on the line. Hi. Stormy, you may need to unmute your phone. You are officially on, but you're not coming on. Okay.
Is that there now?
Yes, you're there.
Okay. I bring the song Stormy's Music by Ben, and I give the perspective of my earthly realm and my angel realm when I sing, "Do you hear yourself in my music? I hear you in my song."
That's lovely, Stormy. Where can we hear your music?
Hopefully in a couple of months, if I get my computer set up, I'll be getting a CD.
Okay.
And be able to do some of that. That piece of music is in storage in Longview with my brother right now.
Okay. Well, you let us know when we can listen. We're all looking forward to it.
Thank you.
And you are a blessing. Before we run out of time, because we are almost there, we are really almost there. Anyone else would like to ask for a blessing? I actually took up most of our time. I'm sorry. But I was led to give you a message that I thought was particularly important. Okay, Joni, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. Beautiful, very inspiring message, as always. I didn't want to ask for a blessing for myself. I have a very important meeting on Tuesday at 1, and Eastern time, and I would certainly use the support and for open hearts, open minds. and an outcome that's for the highest and best good of all. And I will certainly be calling in the angels on this one.
That's great. That's great. And I think you'll find it makes a difference. Okay, if nothing else, it'll make a difference in how you engage with this meeting. Not through the problems, but through your own most perfect self.
Right.
Okay, thanks, Joni. And I've got you on our list. Tony or Judy, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. I actually have a blessing request from my Uncle Paul. He is suffering with Alzheimer's. It's more advanced. Been kind of doing prayers and blessings for him for a long time. But I was just talking to my cousin, his daughter, there in England. And I just wanted to think of him and send him the blessing today and for his whole family. It's my Uncle Paul and my Aunt Chris.
Okay. He's on. And Chris.
Yep. Thank you. And I was just going to mention, too, that we have the moon and Uranus. They're kind of close. They were exactly together early this morning. And Uranus is back in Taurus. It moved back into Aries for a few months. But now it's back in there. So for the next 7 years, we're going to have Uranus and Taurus. And during this time frame, there's going to be a lot of new discoveries that help us on a practical level, Uranus and Taurus. So one of the things it really connects with that I sense is workability. It could have surprising economic impacts as well, but I sense that a big part of it is what we discover directly in our own experience about what works in surprisingly more intelligent and more beneficial ways. So I want to.
Oh, I think so too. I think so too. And you know, from what I understand about this amazing planet is that it symbolizes the genius component in consciousness. And so with genius moving into a material-driven area of life, I can see some genius discoveries about the Earth, perhaps energy uses, better ways of building, better ways of creating infrastructure and transportation and so many, many positive advancements we could make that we need to be looking for.
Yeah. Well, and it happened exactly at the new moon, and the new moon was conjunct Neptune. And that's the Sabian symbol, which is like a fingerprint for each degree of the zodiac, all 360 of them. It, the energy of that is the river of life. That was the degree where the sun, moon, and Neptune were all together.
Wow.
So, yeah, isn't that beautiful? So I think that's extremely
beneficial
for the launch of Uranus back into Taurus, which coincided with the new moon.
Yeah. Yeah. I was looking at the beautiful new moon last night and thinking about these things about to happen. And I think it will be an amazing new era for us to enter. We have one more caller. So, Tony, I'm going to take that caller because they may want to ask for a blessing. And you're on from Erica 707.
Yes, Glenda, it's Ken Burtis again. How are you? You're sounding wonderful today.
Thank you.
I've got a couple of blessings here. It's going to be a little bit of an eventful week. We have a lawsuit coming on up that will hopefully be decided this week, and so I kind of want to put a blessing for everybody involved, and that would be Louis, my partner in the lawsuit, and then the various attorneys, which are Don, Evan, and Linda. Let's see, there's probably two or three other people I should include there that I can't quite remember their name. But the final blessing I really wanted to give was to all of both our national and global political and financial leadership. And I think that goes very much in with the previous caller kind of coming into the new era and just trying to create a blessed place of wisdom, of integrity, and of forthrightness in terms of transparency and disclosure in the whole arena of politics, finance, and presentation of difficult subjects for the public at large.
Amen. You've got my blessing on that.
Thank you, my dear.
Yes. So, with that thought in mind, and all of these good things we can hold in our hearts, and with those who really need a little special touch of love, let's move into the blessing now. Okay? And it's really easy. Those of you who haven't been here before, all you have to do is sit there and receive. But it's best if you have your shoes, your socks off, and your feet on the ground, because you're going to be drawing energy up from the earth. And the soles of your feet are a map of your whole body. So receiving it without some artificially created substance, such as latex or whatever else they put in our athletic shoes, or whatever else you have on your feet, let's try to be as close as we can to the earth. And head uncovered, unless your beliefs require it. If they do, then use a natural fiber, such as cotton or wool or silk, and not a synthetic substance. And the reason I say synthetic is because even though all of the synthetics are made from elements of the earth, they're not in their natural energetic configuration, and it can actually scramble energy. I like to offer the blessing with all my clothes being natural, cotton, or in the winter, maybe a wool sweater or silk or something. I mostly wear cotton, but because I want to make sure that I am conveying without scrambling everything that Yeshua is offering to us in this lesson. So let us begin. I will offer my prayer to Yeshua, and then you will offer your prayer while we are conducting the energy. Yeshua, we thank you for your perfect presence in our midst that inspires us to look for our perfect presence in the midst of whatever situation we are in. Let us not take pride in our perfect creations, because even the most perfect creations will disappear. Let us not take self-depreciation in our failures, for they too will disappear. Let us be fully enrolled in the perfection God created us to be, which neither changes, nor alters, nor disappears, nor ceases to be, but ever is wherever we are, on earth, in heaven, or in a temporary residence on whatever plane of existence we are called to serve. Let us know our perfect self, that in that perfect self we may bring the right questions to every situation and thereby reveal the right answers. We thank you for your love, your help, your companionship, your miracles, the confidence you give us to live on, and the sweetness we find in just being with you. All of these things we ask in your blessed name. Amen. Let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest and finish receiving it. Okay? Have a blessed week. And I look forward to being with you next week. Bye-bye for now.